a day, they took it away. Away Shimon, awesome. Tuesday night. Wednesday night.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Good evening. I don't know about you, but when it comes to Zmanim, it's just in my head pops up angles and measurements and complex calculations. I was once coming back from a trip in holiday, and I went into a taxi, and I think I had to catch Kriya Shema saying before this month. So I said to the non-Jewish taxi driver, "I'm just quickly saying a prayer before it gets too late." And after I finished saying Kriya Shema, the taxi driver said to me, "Does God really care when you pray?" And the answer is yes, He does. But the shaila is, I thought to myself that all these sugyas were so complicated and so sossum, and so I actually realised. I did the Gemara, I did the sugyas, and I actually found out actually how simple the base concept is. That's what I'm going to try to share with you today. The concept of where all these money come from as a fundamental principle, it comes from literally, basically one line in the Gemara. And there's a machlokus, how to understand that one line, and all zmanim, all zmanim, krishma, tefillah, everything, basically, comes off matzah, everything comes off this one line in the Gemara, and literally if we understand that, then it'll put everything into context. And it could be that I'm going to discuss one thing today, and it could be that in future times we can discuss other things in terms of Shabbos and Plag and Minch and all that kind of stuff. All the machlokesim about the Gra, the Magen Avraham, the Levush, all comes out from one line, basically, in the Gemara. So, here we go. The Gemara says, it's talking about a random topic about Pesach Sheni, how far does a person have to walk, and it talks about the measurements of the world. And in that Gemara, there's one maimer from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, how much can a person walk, a normal person can walk in a day? A normal person can walk in a day. And if we picture, for the sake of the Gemara, quite important, we're in the middle of Wales and we're going for a hike. We're going on a day's walk, right? So what happens is, how much can a person walk in that day? Rabbi Yochanan says that a person can walk 10 posos. 10 posos is 40 mil. 1 mil is 2,000 amas. And 2,000 amas is about 1 kilometer, roughly. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan says a person can walk 10 posos, which is basically 40 kilometers in a day. That's basically, give or take basic, just keep it simple. Now, 40 kilometres a day, so what's going on? So let's say I prepare for a trip in Wales, and when do I start? I'd start a bit when it gets light, and I'd kind of like end my trip when it gets dark, right? So, for all intents and purposes, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, well, I've got, person will start off his trip, he'll do 4 mil before Nates, and he'll do 4 mil after Shkia, before it gets dark. So that's on either side. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to use this table. This table, you can see me, this is Nates, and this is Shkia, okay? And here, over here is from Shkia until Naft. It's very important, okay? And from here is Alois until Nates. So Alois until Nates is there. Then this is all the day, and this is all from Shkia to left, right? I don't hope the camera can see me, but that's what it is. Now, so Rilchan says, a person can walk 40 mil in this whole time, right? By this time he's like tired, fine. Says Mariah, that between here and here is 4 mil, he starts off 4 mil, and here this is a 4 mil. And the Gemara then carries on and brings another machlokas. No, really, actually, another machlokas, really, it's 5 mil. They work 5 mil. So, and the question is, how much do they walk in this time, right? Why is this so important? So what we'll do is, for the sake of the... We'll do this. Why is that so important? Because let's say the maskan of the Gemara is, just to finish off the Gemara, the Gemara brings a brisa, and says, no, really, a person walks 4 mil. Not 5 mil. And that's a brisa, and then tshuvta terava is a tshuvta. That shit is knocked out, okay? Why is this so important? This Gemara is the basis of all zmanim. Why? Because all zmanim is calculated in a mil. The whole of zmanim is all based on how long is 1 mil. So therefore, if we go like this, the standards they will go through, I'll go explain in a second where the Shulchan Aruch comes from and that kind of stuff. But if that's the case, let's work it out. On 4 mil there, and 4 mil there, that's 8 mil. There's 40 mil in total. So 40 minus 8 is? Good, 32. Right, so in the middle is 32. Right? So if that's the case, the Truman Station comes along, and he says, you know what? What is a day? A day is 12 hours, says Truman Station. If that's the case, then a person can walk 40 mil
in a day,
in 12 hours. Now, let's work out how much 1 mil is then, right? So we'll get there, because 1 mil, so the easy way to do it is you calculate everything into minutes, right? So 12 hours times 60 minutes is, 12 times 60 is 720. No angles, but you might need some basic calculations, right? 720 minutes. Okay, now, this is for the hard ones. 720 minutes divided by 40. Because a person, in 720 minutes, a person can walk 40 mil, right? What's that?
18.
Go! Look at that, you're on the ball. 18 minutes. So 1 mil is 18 minutes. Okay? Says the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, when you're baking matzahs, you can't let the matzah to bake, you can't let the dough to bake. The imenichu b'lo esek shir mil, and if you leave this dough the length of a mil, have a chametz, it's chametz. The shir mil and a shir mil, what is the length of a mil? Revius shor v'chelim me'eshim in a shor. A quarter of an hour plus 3 is 18 minutes. That is the Shulchan Aruch. That is where it's coming from. Says the Gaon. One second, he brings a very, very sharp lotion of like, there's a shog of a toes. Did I say the Mariel or the Truman Station? Just Russian, fine. Truman Station's made a big mistake. It can't be. Why? Because any day, even the middle, when the days are equal length, let's say Nisan and Tishrei, where everything's normal, well then we know that between the daytime between Alois to Nates and Shkir to Tseis is not going to be always 4 mil. In reality, it's much longer than that. So it comes out that what you're doing is, you're saying 40 mil is from Alois, for 12 hours, sorry, it's from Alois until Nath. It's not true. Even the normal day, it doesn't happen. This is always much longer. Rather, 12 hours is from Nates until Shkir. The Truman Session has come along and said, in a day, that's 12 hours. A day is between Alois until Nacht. Well, who says? Says the Gaon. You look at the Chochmei HaTzvuna, says, the weather forecast, and he says, a day, 12 hours, is from Nates.
Sunrise to sunset.
That's 12 hours. You want to fit in 12 hours? Ah, well, okay, let's do the calculation again. 40 mil, no one is arguing that, is it between there and there? That's 40 mil. So between here and there is 4 mil, like we said, yeah? And there and there is another 4 mil. That's 8. In between, 40 minus 8 is 32. You take the 12 hours. 12 in hours into 60 minutes is, how many minutes is? 720. Right? So far so good? So 12 hours. You don't divide it by 40 like we did last time. You divide it by 32. 32, because the middle bit is the 12 hours is in the middle, right? So take 720 divided by 32. This you might need a calculator for. Comes to 22 and a half minutes. Says the Gaon, the shear of a mil 22. Is 22 and a half. Says the Be'alocha in Hilchos Pesach. I'm Yishtabu. There's poshim shecholkim al shear there. There are people who argue on this 18 minutes. You know that's 18 minutes matzah. This is it. This is it. This is this massive kiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is this 18 minutes matzah, right? Ulu didu. There are people who argue in that, and there are people who say that is 22 and a half minutes. That's the Gaon. It's one more shitter. The other shitter is very, very interesting. It's the Mariel. It's brought to the Magen Avraham. He says, and the Rambam also brings it, and the Gaon says it must be the Rambam had a different gerus than the Gemara. Because the Maral says that Enoch and Ami, we count from from Nate's in Silverskia. And how long is there? How much can a person walk here? The moral says, the Rambam says, it's not four, it's five. Do you remember when I introduced the Gemara? When I introduced the Gemara, I said there's two shitters and one gets knocked out by Bryson. Yeah, this shitter, who says that they're knocked out, the reason why they got knocked out is that we're going for a walk in Wales. Remember that says? Going for a walk in Wales? When you go for a walk in Wales, when are you going to start? So that shitter, I think it's Ulla, said that you start your walk in Wales, you're going to start, you're not going to start here at Alois, because that's where they thought you were going to start. And they saw people walking 5 mil between there and there. But the Gemara fares Alois and says, no, that's not where they start. They start here. They start a bit before Alois. So you see you're walking 5 mil, but it's only because they're starting a bit before Alois. But really, how much does the person walk between Alois and Nate? 4 mil. That's the Gemara's finish. But it comes to the Moril and says, no. It's not. I don't know why. I still have no. I don't understand where it gets from. The Gorn also asked a question. But he says he goes with a hovering of 5 mil, even though it's knocked out the Kuli Alma. And therefore, 5 mil is 5, and 5 is 10. 40 minus 10 is 30. 720 divided by 30 is 24. So the Feed the Maril, the Feed the Magen Avraham, a mil is 24 minutes. We've got three shitters. What the Mechaba, which is Chumash Deshen, no one argues, the Ramah doesn't argue, this is it. The Ramah, everything is 80 minutes. 80 minutes matzahs, right? So this is it. The Gaon argues with the Gaon comes along much later, yeah? Way after the Shulchan Aruch, and says, it can't be. It doesn't make sense. You're learning the Gemara wrong. The mil is 22 and a half minutes. And then you've got the Maril, says to the Magen Avraham, if those who argue with the Chumash Deshen goes like this, and they learn the Gemara is 24 minutes, even that's strange. Says the Be'alocha, our Be'alocha in Hilchas Matzah, if you leave it for 80 minutes, you're snookered, that counts as sheer mil. Says the Be'alocha, that there are poskim who cholikol sheer zeh, luditu sheer mil who shlish shah of a chelik tesvom in a shah, the yesh mebali svarazu, Shechoshin Shemil, Lecheshvin, and there are people who say that a mil is 22 and a half minutes. So he brings down all three shitters. He's got the Mechaba 18 minutes, there are people who say it's 24 minutes, and then the people who say it's 22 and a half. Olechat Chila, says the Be'alocha, B'makum Shein Hefsin Ruba, Mishah Shemoyna Saminsim, if there's not a hefsid mubah from the 18 minutes, have a chametz. From 18 minutes is chametz. If there's not a hefsid mubah, v'asavano agdash shulchan aruch. Amnam says the Be'alocha, and this is interesting. The hefsid mubah chametz is 18 minutes. Remember, everyone say makpid. 18 minutes, right? Efshed yesh lismeich al hani poskim to plagi. If there's a hefsid mubah, there are poskim who argue. You've got the Gaon. You've got the Magen Avraham. The kol kama the loishah koponim esim mishayim mutim. And if it hasn't finished 22 minutes v'chatzi and half, ein leser. Don't you shouldn't pass nasa. If loy rinu b'bot simonis sheds v'siduk. Unless you've seen obviously signs that it started to rise. Oba in melicha. You should ask that until even 24 minutes, because that's going the chumrah, that's the other way around. You have to let it soak in the salt for longer. So it comes out, whenever you get, so that's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how these concepts of this, the machlokes is gone, and Magen Avraham, and all this, it's just literally how to understand the shear of a mill in halacha, in the Fidus Gemara. There's, just to finish off, loads of other nafkminas, tons of one major nafkmina is when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Everyone brings in Shabbos early right now in the summer. And then there's Machlokes, the Vush, Chumash Deshen. Chumash Deshen? I reckon it's that name. Yeah! It's our Chumash Deshen, right? And the Gaon, all these things, it's all very linked. So it could be that we do this another time. But I just wanted to read you one thing in Hilchos Krishma. Zman Krishma Shachris is when you see a friend from the dark. V'nimshach Zmano ad soif shalishos, and this time goes until three hours. Shu revias hayom, which is a quarter of the day. Yeah. Rambam. Right. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shkei derech b'nei lachim lamoid, because that's when it when the end of the Krishma is when Bnei Melachim get up. That's why it's called Uvkamecha, like everyone knows. Amonim, Elu HaSholosh Shos, Mizman Amud HaShachar. And you count these 3 hours from the time of Amud HaShachar. And that's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is coming from Am HaChaba in Hechas Pesach. Because how does he learn the Gemara? But we count from there. The 40 mil, right, is from Alos. V'das HaGra, and in brackets, Simon, Tofnun Tes, see base, which is Hilchas Chometz, Mishas Hanetz Chomer. Is he counting from Hanetz Chomer? Yeah, because exactly how he learned the Gemara. It's literally all there, one line of the Gemara. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? Right? So everyone's busy. Oh, I got like Magen Avraham, I got like Gemara. But Machmefun, it's literally how to understand, where do you count these 12 hours? Is it from Alos, or is it from Hanetz? Olin Chatzchil, enough good at fight, and he carries on. So I think, it's a good place to stop here. In terms of that, when it comes out that you've got the machlokas about any time, any shir, but what I want to take away is that any shir zman in Torah is all measured in how long it was a mil. A mil, we have 40 mil that goes from there, no one argues. The Chumash session says there's a concept called 12 hours. And he learns 12 hours is from there to there. Therefore, a mil is 18 minutes. The Gaon says, no, that's not true. The 12 hours is from there to there. Alos till, from Nates till Shkia. Therefore, a mil of the Gaon is 22 and a half minutes. And then you've got an interesting shitta, which the Gaon thinks is a different girsa in the Rambam, but it's definitely brought down in Halacha, the Magen Avraham brings it down, right? And with no questions. And he learns, it's from there to there, but like it's like the Gemara, which is knocked out, that you've got five mil, and therefore there's 30 here. And so 30 mil, then it's 24 minutes. And
the bottom line, which is the sheer? Which one do we keep? We keep the 80 minutes?
The Machaba goes 80 minutes.
What we keep from every year?
Yes, very much so. It literally runs the whole way through everything. This machlokas is literally every single time measurement, as in any time measurements, it's all goodbye on these three shittas. And we're going to see further implications. Definitely for Shabbos, it's very, very, and for Shir Tefillah. And so, there's more to come. Yeah, everything's based on what is a mil, and therefore that's where the...
That's fucked.